I'm Jeremy Shea with KTOO. As of Monday, all employees at Juneau's city-owned ski area got a pay bump, and no one is earning less than Alaska's minimum wage anymore. Eagle Crest ski area officials adopted a slate of changes to their pay scale after an exceptionally strong opening to the ski season and after getting a lot of guff from the public. For years, Eagle Crest officials and local elected officials who appoint them have publicly lamented how poorly paid some ski area workers are. Before Monday, entry-level workers could be paid as little as $8.50 an hour. After a KTOO story about the ski area's labor and pay issues in December, harsh emails lit up the inboxes of Eagle Crest's leadership and the Juneau Assembly. Some longtime patrons were outraged and said they regretted their support for the ski area. Eagle Crest Board Chair Mike Satry spoke to the Assembly about the pay issue. He says there was a misunderstanding on his end about who had the authority to make changes.
I think there's been confusion on the board, and a lot of that lies squarely in my lap about how we could specifically address pay plan adjustments. I believe that it had to solely be done through the budgeting process and truly, you know, a collaborative effort, you know, with the manager's office, finance team, and the Assembly.
While the Assembly has to approve Eagle Crest's overall budget, the city's finance director explained that the Eagle Crest board has the sole authority to set pay and compensation for the ski area's employees. The next day, Satry's board unanimously approved a pay bump for all employees that took effect with the new pay period on Monday. The raises vary depending on the position and employee's experience level, but the city's human resources manager estimates it works out to roughly 7.5% overall. After 6 years on the Eagle Crest board, member Stephanie Hoag says she's thrilled the pay increases finally went through.
It's just way overdue. I'm so glad.
Eagle Crest general manager Dave Scanlon says it would take about a 22% pay increase overall to be competitive with other ski areas. For future ski seasons, he says Eagle Crest still intends to ask the Assembly for more financial support to help reach that target.
This is kind of a middle ground. This isn't the end game for us. This is really just a band-aid to address the immediate issue, and we wouldn't be likely to be able to have this conversation if it wasn't for the success that we're having at the ski area, which is only made possible by all the hard work from all my staff.
The ski area's finances tend to hinge on the weather and can be very volatile. Still, Scanlon says this partial step is financially sustainable. That's based in part on the ski area's finances last season and the strong opening this season.
Just amazing. Last year was a record revenue year. And here we go. We're just cruising right along, far exceeding last year.
Through early January, the ski area's total revenue was more than double what it was at this point in the season 2 years ago. The pay increases are expected to help attract and retain staff. But the existing labor shortage means a lot of Eagle Crest employees continue to help in other roles.
Everybody has pulled together as we've been really short on staff, especially in lift operations. We've had our vehicle mechanic out running chairlifts and our snow removal guys running chairlifts. Everybody is just chipped in to make
Scanlon sure says he's been filling in on some chairlift shifts as well.
Done a top shack day or two myself just to make sure we are giving people happy powder days without big lift lines.
Satry and other board members say expanding summer activities on the mountain is the key to making ski area financially self-sustaining. As it stands, about $3 out of every $10 it takes to run Eagle Crest comes from Juneau taxpayers. One piece of that plan is to install a new gondola system on the mountain, estimated to cost $6.5 million. The Eagle Crest board directed Scanlon to work with the Assembly on finding ways to pay for the project. It could come through the state's capital budget or local project packages voters approve and pay for with sales tax revenue. In Juneau, I'm Jeremy Shea.